Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And this afternoon we have with us Kasia Kynes, who is a nutritionist, who is giving us a couple of lessons.
Who apparently we need, really
this
badly.
January that we need. It's not that we don't want to please people with our cooking, we'd also prefer not to do bad things to them.
Right? Never.
We have a couple of quick emails to answer. One is, I'm on a gluten-free and dairy-free diet. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend I use? If I want to make lasagna instead of cheese, I am sensitive to soy substitutes.
Mm-hmm. That's for you.
That's for me.
That's for you, Kasia.
That's where I live. That's my patience. That's what I do every day. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I can give them ideas for flavor, but...
Mm-hmm. We have 100% brown rice lasagna noodles available.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great.
In stores. That's one. Cheese substitutes, you know, there's this thing called Daya, which is gooey and not very satisfying. For a chef, you would probably just throw it away.
See, I would want to just make, mm-hmm. if the brown rice noodles mm-hmm. had good texture potentially, mm-hmm. I would just want to make an entirely different dish.
Mm-hmm.
And not trying mm-hmm. to imitate something that
right.
you cannot imitate.
Right.
I'd rather make it, you know, a gratin of sorts. You know, that, mm-hmm. but,
yeah, with
but,
lots of wonderful vegetables.
Well, maybe with butternut squash that's nice and sweet, mm-hmm. and chilies and tomatoes and mm-hmm. and fresh herbs and capers and
sure.
lots of garlic. And
any issue with olive oil that we don't know about?
Olive oil?
Yes.
You probably heard about the scandal
well,
of
that,
the
yes,
Italian mafia and what's in the olive oil.
But if it's real olive yes. oil, there aren't any issues with real olive oil, are there? I hope. Good.
Just make sure it's not okay. rancid.
Yeah, of course. No, we, yeah.
Yeah, that's why that's the date. That's
yeah,
why
we have always been talking about
that's
that.
That's why the dates are so important.
Yeah, what's, to really check the harvest date of the olive oil.
What's the freshest you can get here locally? How many months
well, we,
old?
Right now, November, December harvest from central Italy is
you
as
can
fresh
get it
as
here?
You can get right now.
Well, we buy directly from the producers
yeah, we
in
ship,
Italy.
Yeah, we ship two oils from Italy directly to us, one from Puglia and one from Umbria, mm-hmm. two very different styles. And both we get as soon as the harvest is over. So the first few months, mm. it's bright green on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the aroma is amazing.
Mm. I know. The closest I can get is 6 months old here
okay.
as a mm-hmm. non-chef.
On well, so. The grocery stores is tough.
Not
we'll
in the grocery
have,
store.
We'll have to give you a couple bottles.
Yes, please. there's a local owner of an olive oil store, and
yes.
she ships it, Jane,
yeah.
the Oliver. That's the closest I can get.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's delicious. Yes.
Good, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's our other email question from Helen. Please tell me where I can buy dressed guinea fowl in this area, Maryland. I fell in love with it in Ghana, and in the mm. 60s, they lived in the trees that Mount DeSales Academy in Catonsville, where apparently used to take them from, Helen, but I don't know where to buy one for cooking.
I would say any of the better butchers in town,
You have to order in advance.
Yeah, you just go to your favorite butcher and just ask them to bring it in for you.
They're, I think you can order them online from D'Artagnan as well.
Well, you definitely can do that. And but if like I said, I'm sure you can hit. We have several butchers in town that, and there's actually a new butcher out in my area, out at John Brown's store. So I have not been able to visit him yet, but there are plenty of good butchers around. So I would just ask them to bring it in.
The before we get into the chef's challenge, Kasia, maybe a couple of words of advice to people, because it's January, because gym memberships are up, and because people are concerned mm. about not just their health, but also exactly what notch on their belt things are working out on these days.
Mm.
A couple of simple tips?
Get a filter, install it on your faucet. For your water and drink enough of it.
mm-hmm. And what is enough of it? That's the...
I'll have to be graphic. You have to look at your urine and see how yellow it is. If it's barely yellow, almost transparent, then you're hydrated. But if it's... we have a marker here that is bright yellow. You mm-hmm. see, if it's deeper yellow, sunny color, you're really dehydrated. Unless you take B vitamins, they're going to make a translucent kind of yellow, but you will know. So it's easy to know. If you're a senior, then you can't go by your thirst mechanism because that goes down. So you actually have to put a pitcher and kind of count how much water you drink because you'll never be thirsty.
Interesting.
And that can cause problems, you know, with cognition and symptoms that may resemble some severe mental conditions when you can really get scared, but you just are dehydrated, literally.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Any last graphic tips to lose weight?
Sorry for waiting. I got distracted. Sorry. for weight, three meals, possibly two snacks. The biggest meal should be lunch. This should be your biggest meal. This is the time for your intestines. And it has to be well balanced. And never eat carbs alone. And take it easy on the dinner. Dinner should be the smallest. Think about soup, salad, you know, supplemental meal. Breakfast should be really sturdy because breakfast is breaking the fast. So it's like after 8 hours of sleep, basically if you're a car, you don't have any gasoline. And then you turn on the engine and you're trying to run your car. That's what we do. Instead, we pour coffee, which, you know, kicks your adrenals into stress. So it's kind of like somebody pushing the car behind you without that gasoline. Mm. So when you are in the stress mode like that, you're actually inducing fat production and fat storage. You're not burning it. You burn fat easily without making an extra effort if you have steady meals, well-balanced. So let's say if you want your pasta, then you want to balance that pasta maybe with pine nuts, a little bit of protein.
And have that for lunch if you can.
Healthy fat. Lunch rather than, and just 25% of the meal maybe, and not the whole meal. And then for dinner, maybe skip that carbs and have a lot of vegetables and protein. I actually am launching a 100% online 30-day detox program that I've been teaching for years here locally with hands-on cooking. Now we're video filming. I've been staying up last night doing some more videos.
That's
and
great.
We're starting it on the 1st, and I have one more free webinar on next Saturday at 1 p.m. actually discussing what to avoid when people detoxify because people don't know. So it's
okay.
That's just kind of what I do every day.
What do you think is an ideal breakfast?
Depending what people love, you know, you could have miso soup with a with a side of brown rice if you like savory things, if you're into those things, or you can cook quinoa, which I often do. Or steel cut oats with some nuts, a little bit of grade B maple syrup, or raw honey and berries on top, and a little bit of grated nutmeg.
Yeah, I will admit I go alpine, and end up what I always want is rich yogurt and muesli.
Mm-hmm.
Am I in trouble?
No, it depends what your body does. I mean, if you can put log for a few days and see how you do on this. I think when you're trying to take care of your health, the biggest investment you can do, and I'm going to be graphic again, is look in your toilet bowl and check how many stools you have a day and what they look like. And that kind of tells you if that yogurt agrees with you or not, if it helps you or not. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm.
This is a different show for us.
Yeah.
It is a very different show. I'm sorry.
You can't say you can't say we don't have honest interviews on Formula Wolf.
Oh my God.
Well,
thank you so
all
much.
Right. You're welcome to thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to meet you.
You're welcome to hang out and assist either one of us just sniping at the other one as we go through our chef's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? Ladies first?
Yeah, I'll go first this time.
All right, let's see if all you right. can read that madness.
Oh, don't look at that yet, Tony.
I'm not looking
at that.
All right,
so chickpeas,
I wouldn't dream of looking
savory,
at that.
Blood orange, eggs, my favorite, flour, baking, what does that say?
Goods.
Baking goods? What? Okay.
Baking stuffs.
Okay, dried chilies, bluefin tuna loin, calamari, that's funny, I gave you calamari, porcini mushrooms, garlic, Sicilian cherry tomatoes, which I love. Spicy red onion. What's spicy red onions? What do you mean spicy?
Little red onions and nice and spicy.
Okay, two bottles fresh young. Can't read it.
Cananao.
Cananao, which is? Tell me.
Red wine from Sardinia. The grape is one of the clones of Grenache.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to digest your meal.
Oh, I love chickpeas, so I'm very happy to have the dried chilies to cook them and the savory.
What it didn't do is give you any stock.
Okay, so then I'm cooking it in water. That's fine. So garlic, gently cooked in a little bit of oil so that it does not brown. Add water. The porcini mushrooms as well. No, I'll go a different direction with that. So garlic. Yeah, actually, I would saute the spicy red onions. So saute the onions, add the garlic right at the very end, add the water, the savory, the chickpeas, a little salt. Well, you need to add the salt at the very end, actually, pepper, and work the chickpeas, which literally take hours and hours to cook, unless you have some secret on that. But if they're, you know, dried chickpeas, you have to soak them first, soak them overnight, and then go into the cooking process. With the bluefin tuna, calamari, porcini, mushrooms, I'm going to do raw. So the slices of raw bluefin tuna with, again, a little bit of olive oil. I might save a little bit of the chili and just crush it in the oil. And I'll save a little bit of the garlic and crush it in the oil, too. And a tiny bit of blood orange. I would just supreme it, which means you peel the orange, you take the pith off, you go into the center, and I would dice it, actually. So you have a little blood orange there for garnish. And then I'm stuck with baked goods, flour and eggs, which I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing with. The calamari, I'm going to do beignets with the calamari with the flour, which is super healthy. And the porcini mushrooms are evading. Oh, so when I'm done with my soup, I'm going to actually, they're fresh porcinis, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I'm done with my chickpea soup, I'm going to thinly slice and wash the porcinis. You have to peel them. So I actually, you don't want them to absorb any liquid. So I actually, if the porcinis are clean enough, I'll just sort of rub them with a towel, a damp towel, to make sure they're clean. And then I peel the stem, pull the gills out, and then thinly slice them, saute them in a little bit of oil. And I would just garnish that chickpea soup with those, because that would be very pretty. And meanwhile, we're drinking the wine, and then serving the wine, and then drinking some more of the wine. Pretty much. Two bottles. It's a lot.
Sounds reasonable.
I did it.
So it's kind of a, so it's soup and then the...
raw fish first, and then mm-hmm. the chickpea broth, if you will. And the calamari beignet was the amuse, or the hors d'oeuvre.
Snack.
The snack while I'm cooking. I love calamari.
Yeah, this is sort of meant to be the, I've given you bad situations. This is something of the go shopping and roll out on and cook on the Sardinian beach sort of a... sort of an episode.
All right.
All right. Let's see what you've done to me.
Okay.
I put no convenience stores in this challenge.
Yeah, thank you for not doing that to me.
I'm sure there'll be some Hormel product in your future. All right, let's see. Triggerfish. Sounds like I'm down in Florida Keys. Triggerfish, mango, Meyer lemon, basmati rice, curry, coconut milk, palm oil.
That's something very unhealthy.
Yeah, I'm sure Kesha's head's going to explode. The butter, onions, butter beans, coconut, shrimp, calamari. All right. What I really want to do, it's funny, I really want to cook that rice with the butter beans, almost like a Perlo.
Mm-hmm. Which is a one-pot dish.
One-pot dish. With nice. So begin by flavoring the pan with a little bit of the palm oil and slow cook the onions. And a little tiny bit of the curry. Work that for a little bit. Add the butter beans and a tiny bit of water. Soften those butter beans up. Once they're soft, add the basmati rice. Steam that rice up with those ingredients. And when the rice is, 10 minutes out, 15 minutes out, mm-hmm. begin to add the seafood that is not triggerfish. So the shrimp, the calamari, I'd like to finish it with a little bit of coconut milk, more of the curry, and some of the fresh Meyer lemon. Some of the other Meyer lemon and its pith, its peel, and the mango, both green and ripe parts, make into a little bit of a chutney. Would be fun to have on the side with that rice dish. The triggerfish, I just want to grill it. I want to grill it and salt it and get the skin all nice and crispy and serve that alongside that warm dish. And I'm done.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's great. That sounds good. Yeah, we were saying something earlier about a tropical dish, so I tried to give you fun tropical things to play with.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's as gray as it is outside. It's nice to have the Sardinian beach a cooking adventure and the and go down to the Keys and,
yeah,
and cook up some triggerfish.
Right.
Anyway. Let's, Kesha, would you please take a moment and give people information about your website in case they want to look up your work, which is obviously quite detailed.
by the way, I love that each recipe had some legumes. It was
so
awesome.
Good.
And I'm mesmerized how what you do and how you can, you know, because we nutritionists maybe are not chefs. We go in the kitchen and we love to cook, but we don't know what we're doing. We don't do it right. Yeah. So it's on my bucket list.
We should team up.
So which
you can help me, I can help you.
So which is the healthier dish? I guess that's the question there.
I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So and so your website?
So my name is Kasia Kynes, and that's my website, but it's much easier to just type in holistic nutrition naturally Baltimore or holistic nutrition Baltimore, and my name will come up, my website will come up.
And that's
that's my business.
KASIAKINES. .com.
Well, thank you for being with us so much.
I am delighted for the invitation.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on board.
I learned a lot.
we learned a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Foreman & Wolf on WYPR. If you'd like to download this program or any prior broadcasts, go to the WYPR website, wypr.org. If you want to follow Chef Cindy Wolf on social media, you can.
You can follow me on Twitter at Chef Cindy Wolf or on Instagram at Chef Wolf. Love to communicate with you. Have a good day.
You have just a few nice food photographs there, too.
I love to take photographs of food. One of my favorites.
Good.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful Sunday.